TV champions known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
What you're talking about.
Go on, it is too. Guess I ought to know.
Listen, I've walked down there hundreds of times, and I'm telling you, it's 3.5 miles even.
Hey, what's the trouble here, you fellas?
Oh, he says it's 3.5 miles to the Hill Street Firehouse across town, and I say it's 5 miles.
Well, now, you're not going to get any place by arguing. Why not let me help you? I've got the answer right here in my hand. Listen.
Hey, what's making that clicking noise? Open your hand, let's see.
Hey, it's some kind of metal instrument with a dial on it. I know, it's a pedometer.
Pedometer? Oh, yeah, I've seen those things in the stores. They measure the number of miles you walk. And golly, they're awful expensive.
Jeepers, isn't that a honey, though? What makes it work, anyhow?
Well, you can see for yourself. That dial on the front is graduated into miles and fractions of miles. You fasten the pedometer to your belt or pocket. See, here's a special clip. And you start walking. The mechanism inside begins to work, and the dial turns slowly like this. Now, just by looking at the dial, you can read your own mileage and tell how far you've walked. A quarter mile, a mile, 2, 3, 4, and so on, up to 5 miles.
Boy, what I'd give to own one of those pedometers.
Yeah, think of the fun we'd have if we both had one. Why, we could measure how far we walk on hikes and to school and back, and maybe we could be official mile recorders for the rest of the gang and keep track of how far we travel on camping trips. You know, I'm going to start saving my money for one now.
Listen, fella. Have you got a dime in your pocket?
Yeah, I've got a dime, all right.
Do you have a package of Wheaties at home?
You bet I have. Well, I eat Wheaties every morning.
Well, then, you can get yourself a Jack Armstrong pedometer like the one I have here, and all it's going to cost you is 10 cents in cash and one Wheaties box top. Not only that, but I'll promise you that this Jack Armstrong pedometer is just as accurate for measuring miles as some of the most expensive pedometers you could buy.
Well, what do you know? The swellest pedometer I've seen yet. And all it costs is a dime and a Wheaties box top. Where can I get one?
Well, just send your 10 cents and the Wheaties box top to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. You'll get your pedometer in a hurry.
Well, where's that we send to?
Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And don't forget to include your own name and address with your order. And another thing, you've got to act fast. These pedometers won't last long when all the fellas and girls hear about them.
Well, what are we waiting for? I'm going to send for my pedometer right away. That's the dandiest offer I've heard of in a blue moon.
You bet it is. And I'm advising everybody to get on the job and order now. They're going fast. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Mysterious footsteps are approaching Jack Armstrong and Billy as they wait in the darkness of a hillside tunnel in the wild Zamboanga Peninsula. Behind them, Uncle Jim and Betty are watching a native sentinel they captured as he guarded the secret entrance to the tunnel. Ahead of them, somewhere in the darkness, is the cave where hostile tribesmen have hidden the smuggled rifles they hope to use in an uprising against the U.S. Army troops. Also in this cave, Lieutenant Rawlings is held prisoner. Jack and Billy had hoped to explore this cave before the pursuing Ka-Rung tracks them down. But now, listen.
Jiminy, gee whiz, Jack. Who do you suppose is coming toward us?
Shh, Billy, that's a lot. We don't want him to even guess that we're here until he gets here.
Maybe it's one of the tribesmen coming to relieve the sentry, Jack.
I'm afraid that's who he is, Billy.
I wish it weren't so dark in here, Jack. If we could only see who it is and how he's armed, we'd know what to do.
I can guess how he's armed, Billy, and I know what we're going to do. He's probably armed with a bolo in his sash, and we're going to jump him and get that bolo away from him the very first thing.
Well, what'll we do then, Jack? We haven't anything to tie him with, and we can't take him along with us. We couldn't even take him back to Uncle Jim.
We won't take him anywhere, Billy. We'll hold him here. Uncle Jim will hear the scuffle, and he'll come here to help us.
He's getting awfully close, Jack.
You stay on this side of the tunnel, Billy. I'll get on the other side. When I give the word, we'll jump him. You dive for his legs, and I'll try to get that bolo from him in the dark. All right, I'm in place now. Tackle him when I give the word.
You bet I'll tackle him, Jack. But don't you forget to get that bolo from him.
Watch it now, Billy. He's almost here.
Okay, Billy, jump it.
Watch that.
He's Marlowe.
Hold it, Billy. It's Manuel.
Manuel? Suffering catfish. Is it really you, Manuel?
It's me, Billy. Why are you here, huh?
Well, it's quite a story, Manuel. Why are you here? We thought you'd be in the big cave.
We've been in cave, Jack. We find out many things.
But why are you coming here, Manuel? You didn't know that we'd been here.
That's right, Billy. Me not go. Me come here for see if this place guarded. Me think maybe me get Lieutenant Rawlings out this way if not guarded.
Well, it was guarded, Melio. It was guarded by one sentry. But we captured him, and now he's tied up at the back entrance to this town.
That good, Jack. That very good. Where Uncle Jim, huh? Where Betty?
Uncle Jim and Betty are at the end of the tunnel guarding the sentry.
And they're keeping an eye on Karang and his men, too, Melio.
What that be? Karang and his men come here?
No, you darn tootin' they come here. They picked up our tracks and followed us down to the creek. They're looking for us now.
That bad, Billy. That very bad. Maybe they find out where you are. What you do then, huh?
But what'll you do, Melio, when they tell the other tribesmen here that you really aren't an old Moro peddler?
That bad too, Jack. When they find out me not peddler, when they find out me Malua, then they try hard get me.
Jumping Jimmy, I'll bet they'll try to get you. If they know that you're really a chieftain and a friend of Sultan Natang.
Everybody in Mindanao know name of Malua, Billy. But not everybody see Malua. We go now to Uncle Jim and Betty, huh?
We'll take you to them, Malua. It's only a little ways back along this tunnel. But how far are we from the big cave? Is it safe to use the flashlight here?
We long way from big cave, Jack. It's all right for shine light.
Good. Yeah, that helps a lot. You can see where we're walking now. Come on, Billy. We're going back to Uncle Jim.
But what about Lieutenant Rawlings, Billy? Was he alive? Is he all right? How many tribesmen are there in that cave? And did you see the rifles they've smuggled in?
You tongue too big, Billy. Ask too many questions all one time. You wait till see Uncle Jim. Then me tell everything.
We'll be there in a jiffy, Malua. Here's the last turn in the tunnel. See? There's daylight ahead of us, seeping through the bushes that hide the entrance to the tunnel.
And here's Uncle Jim and Betty. Hold your light on, Jack. Uncle Jim was wondering why we'd come back so soon.
Is that you, Jack? Who's that you've got with you?
We've got Malua with us, Uncle Jim.
Malua? Where'd you find him?
He was coming this way. He wanted to see if the tunnel was guarded.
No, Malua. Glad to see you. I suppose Jack has told you why we're here in this little tunnel.
Jack, tell me, Uncle Jim.
And here's the sentry we had to capture. He's gagged, and I've tied him hand and foot.
And I'm here, too, Malua. We're all here except the pack horse.
Me not glad see you, Betty. Me wish you long way from here. You not safe here.
But Malua, I don't want to be one bit safer than Jack and Billy and Uncle Jim are. And we're not a lot safer than Lieutenant Rawlings. At least we haven't been captured yet.
Now you can tell us all that you found out, Malua, about Lieutenant Rawlings and the rifles and the rest of it.
Lieutenant Rawlings prisoner, Jack. He tied up tight in back of big cave.
But golly, Malua, are they going to do anything to him?
Me not know, Billy. But me think maybe yes. He know too much.
We all know too much when it comes to that. We know they've smuggled in those rifles to revolt against the government.
Did you see the rifles, Malua?
Oh, me see them, Jack. They got many rifles. That very bad. Me glad you send message to soldier, Uncle Jim.
Oh, I hope the soldiers got our message. I hope they're on the way.
Let's take a look through these bushes outside and see how Karang's men are coming along. But be careful. Don't expose yourself to view. Billy, you and Betty wait there.
Look, Uncle Jim, there are dozens of Karang's men on this side of the creek.
Yes, and they're all examining every foot of the bank. What do you think, Malua? You think they can pick up our tracks on that rocky shore?
Me think yes, Uncle Jim. They'd find us soon.
Then we'd better start looking for a hiding place somewhere in this cave, Uncle Jim. If we can hide for a while longer, the soldiers may get here.
Soldier not get here in time, Jack. Me know that.
I'm afraid Malua's right about that, Jack.
Maybe me fool Karang for a little while, Uncle Jim.
How, Malua? How can you hold off Karang for a little while?
Me take off all peddler clothes. Me put on sentry clothes. Maybe they think me sentry.
But they'll know your face, Malua. At least Yates will. He's here with Karang. He'll be able to recognize you.
Maybe no, Jack. Me got face paint. Me fix up face all different. Maybe Yates not know me.
That's a good plan, Malua. If you can make them believe that you're the regular sentry, they may not come into the tunnel.
Me tell them me no see you. Me tell them they all fool. Then maybe they go somewhere else and look for a little while.
All right, Malua, we'll try it. Come on, Jack. We'll get back and let Malua switch clothes for that sentry.
It won't take long for him to switch clothes, Uncle Jim. All the sentry's wearing is a pair of pants and a sash for his bolo.
I hope Malua can change his face so Yates can't recognize him.
Yates didn't recognize him when he looked like an old Moro peddler. Well, Malua, here's your sentry. Do you need any help?
Me no need help, Jack. Me change clothes very soon.
But what is Malua going to do? Why is he taking off his turban?
Come over here with me, Betty. I'll tell you.
Jumpin' Jiminy Gee Whiz, Betty. I've got it. Malua's going to pretend to be the sentry. Is that right, Jack?
That's right, Billy. If he fools him, we may keep Karang and his men out of here until the soldiers arrive.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful idea. But if Yates sees him...
Malua thinks he can change his face with paint so Yates can't recognize him, Betty.
Then what do we do, Uncle Jim? Do we just wait here for the soldiers to arrive?
Not in your life, Billy. I think that Lieutenant Rawlings is in real danger. It may prove risky, but we've got to save him if we possibly can. There. I think Milo has changed his clothes now. Flash your light over there, Jack.
There we are. Say, look at the sentry. He's all dressed up like a Moro peddler.
And May was all dressed up like a sentry. But he still has the face of an old Moro peddler.
He's wiping off the paint, Billy. Look, now he has his regular face again. We'll have to do something about that.
He's doing it, Betty. See? He's working with looks for some kind of paint. Watch how he's changing the lines of his cheeks.
Hold your light on him, Jack. Holy mackerel, he's a different man now. Billy was a genius when it comes to makeup.
And I'll bet that's why he's still alive, Billy. Are you all set, Manua?
Me all fish, Jack. You like, huh?
It's perfect, Manua. Here. Here's that bolo I took from the sentry. Stick that in your sash.
Not very good, Uncle Jim. Come, we look outside. See if they find track yet.
You look just like any of the other tribesmen, Manua, and no one will ever recognize you.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Only one man know what Manua looks like.
You mean Yates, don't you, Manua?
That's right, Jack. If me fool Yates, we fool everybody.
Don't crowd in, Billy. There's just room for three of us to look out. Careful, now, Jack.
I'll be careful, Uncle Jim. Look, two of Karang's men are spying their tracks at the edge of the creek. They're calling to the others.
They've seen something, all right. And there's Karang and Yates coming up on the run.
They're looking up here, Uncle Jim. They're looking at these bushes that hide the entrance to the tunnel.
They'll be up this way in just a minute. Well, Manuel, it's up to you.
Me not afraid, Uncle Jim.
They've started up now, Uncle Jim. We'd better draw back in the tunnel a little so they can't possibly see us.
All right, Jack. Here, you can see from here.
Me go now. Me go ask why they come here. Me be very mad. Me tell them they fool.
Okay, now you lay it on thick. Good luck to you.
Yates is the only man I'm worried about, Jack. He may recognize Manuel.
And Yates is going to be the very first man up here, too, Uncle Jim. No, Karang is with him. Look, they see Manuel coming down to meet them.
You see the Manuel. He's laying down the law to the man.
They're taking him, too. They don't suspect a thing yet.
Yates and Karang are close enough to see Manuel now. But not even Yates suspects that he's Manuel.
I think Manuel's making him believe that we didn't come this way, Uncle Jim. Look, Yates and Karang are going back down again. They're going back to the creek. It worked, Uncle Jim. It worked like a charm.
It looks that way, Jack. As long as Manuel stays here, we're safe for a while. And now, come on. We've got a real job ahead of us.
You mean?
I mean, we're going to make our way through this tunnel to the big cave and see what we can do to help Lieutenant Rawlings. Come on.
Well, Karang and his men have been held off for a little while. But that doesn't mean they won't come back. And say, Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim have a tough job ahead of them if they're going to help Lieutenant Rawlings. They're going through that long, dark tunnel now to the other side of the hill where it opens into the big cave. And that's just where you'll want to be when they get there, because exciting things are going to happen. So listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow to another thrilling episode of the Zamboang Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, get yourself a package of Wheaties right away. You'll need the top from that Wheaties package and one dime, 10 cents in cash to get yourself a real automatic pedometer that measures the distance you travel every time you take a walk. Send the dime and a Wheaties box top with your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we'll see that you get your pedometer in a hurry.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong.